Hey, Mindy. Ooh, that smells great. Are you baking something?
You know it. I'm making a gluten-free pigeon food cake for Reggie's birthday.
Gluten-free? That's my favorite food.
Hold the phone, Guy Raz. I'm trying to crack up my eggs. Here, let's try this one. What is the most obvious bear? The panda! You get it? The panda... Nothing? Man, nothing is working!
Mindy, are you sure you can crack eggs by telling them jokes?
Well, how else am I supposed to crack them up?
Huh, well, can I give it a shot?
Be my guest.
Okay, here we go. What's a vegetable's favorite workout? Avocardio! Nothing? Mindy, I'm thinking this might not work.
No. I think we're getting closer, Guy Raz. Let's tell the cloud joke.
Oh, that's a great one.
All right. Why do clouds love fog?
Because it's so down to earth.
Yes! Guy Raz, we did it! We cracked the eggs up! We really are funnier together. Now, we just gotta get all these eggshells out of the cake batter.
Or maybe we could leave the eggshells and start the game show?
Oh, good thinking, Guy Raz. Hit the light!
And we're rolling in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after putting Fluffy in the clothes dryer, it's 2 Whats? And a wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz.
Two whats.
And a wow!
Welcome back, wowzers! It's time for a hilarious round of 2 Whats. And a wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 statements about language and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, after learning 3 languages, the parts of your brain dedicated to learning language actually begin to grow?
Or was it B, there are about 3,500 languages spoken around the world?
Or was it C, it's possible for gorillas to communicate using sign language?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Eleanor from South Carolina. Eleanor, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy Raz. My name is Eleanor, and I'm 8 years old, and I live in Surfside Beach, South Carolina. My wow in the world is that a gorilla named Coco learns sign language. Bye. Give Reggie and Grandma G for the high five for me.
Winner, winner, phonics for dinner!
Eleanor, that is correct! Contestants, if you guessed the answer C, that it's possible for gorillas to communicate using sign language, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Eleanor.
As it turns out, humans aren't the only primates who can learn sign language. With the help of her teacher, Dr. Penny Patterson, Coco the gorilla learned to communicate using American Sign Language. Not only could she sign words like drink and food, she could also sign words associated with emotion, like sad or even love.
And if you picked A or B, well, you weren't too far off. For those who chose A, while your brain doesn't grow larger in size as you learn more languages, scientists have found that people who speak more than one language have an easier time focusing on tasks and solving problems.
And if you guessed B, there are actually 7,000 languages spoken around the world. And over half of those languages do not even have a written form. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible bag of sticky letters.
These sticky letters were handpicked directly from my gingerbread refrigerator.
Sticky? Wait, why are they sticky, Mindy?
That's not the important part, Guy Raz. The important part is that you can now let the world know what your fridge is thinking. Use these sticky letters to spell out phrases like, wow, it's cold in here, or please throw out that year-old casserole. It's starting to smell.
Well, okay then. Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going
to
take a quick break so I can fish the eggshells out of the cake batter. But when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hello, grown-ups. Raising awesome kids is a huge job.
But who helps you be awesome? We do.
Check out NPR's Life Kit. Just search for Life Kit Parenting wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for another round of Two Whats and a Wow. Today's category is...
comedy. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are about to present you with three scientific statements about comedy, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about comedy is a true scientific wow?
Is it A? Most of the time, your brain cannot tell the difference between real laughter and fake laughter.
Or is it B? Crows are known to pull pranks on one another.
Or is it C? A rhesus monkey has actually made a pun or a play on words using sign language.
One more time. Is it A? Most of the time, your brain cannot tell the difference between real laughter and fake laughter.
Or is it B? Crows are known to play pranks on one another.
Or is it C? A rhesus monkey has actually made a pun or a play on words with sign language.
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and throw it out the window. Then go pick it up and recycle it because you don't want to litter.
And be sure to check back on Tuesday to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Laugh-Off.
Wowzers, we challenge you to come up with a list of jokes.
They can be good jokes, bad jokes, or even dad jokes. Just write down as many as you can.
Then put those humor skills to the test. Perform your jokes for your family, and then count how many laughs you get per joke.
When you add up all the laughs, find the winning joke. Then take a video of you sharing your joke. Grown-ups, you can share these videos with us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to check back on Tuesday for the answer to today's game when we'll play another round of... Two Whats and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two Whats and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two Whats and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR. all.